You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John. Ah, yes, another Thursday. Hopefully this nasty rain will stay away for the P-Raids later on tonight. Maybe if Joey gets bored, we'll get him to go back to his meteorologist days or his weather days and give us the latest on there. We'll keep you track and get you ready for everything that's coming up over the next couple of days, of course. Plenty to get into today as we are live each and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. Here all the way to 3 o'clock each and every day. The lovely Sarah is behind the bar again. We'll take care of you, not only with your beverages, but also food, because as you know, each and every Tuesday and Thursday, it is the steak special. 8-ounce sirloin, 2-pound baked potato, side salad, $12. Super awesome deal. Jordan, the intern, good to see you. You know, good to see you as he's cutting a little Pell sound for us right now. He'll probably enjoy it. Do you go chicken wings today? Do we do the salad? Do we do the wrap? The wraps, you should try a wrap. It's really good. The wrap's low in carbs. You're hungry. You're patting your belly. You're like my son. He pats his belly when he's hungry or he's satisfied. Anyway, there's a whole list of menu items that you can touch on here as well. Don't forget, every Friday, hot boiled crawfish here at Vinny's as well. Every Friday, 5 p.m. is when the crawfish starts going. Super excited about that. And as you know, each and every day, it's happy hour, 3 to 7. That's every day. And then Sarah's going to tell us the certain days of the week that you get double the happy hour. Later on at night, it becomes happy hour again. So we'll have all of that and more to chat up about when it comes to Vinny's here. Just blocks down the street, of course, from the Metairie parades here on Veterans. So last night it was Pels and Lakers that got on. We'll definitely touch on that game last night because Jordan the intern already was complaining this morning about the coverage that the national media was giving to this game. It was the greatest regular season performance by the Lakers in the year. Nobody shoots the ball better than LeBron. Look at those young Lakers just playing with energy and focus. This morning, did you see the SportsCenter tweet, Jordan, of LeBron apparently is loose? That literally was a tweet. They showed him at like practice this morning or shoot around, and he's like laughing and dancing, jacking up shots. You know, oh, that was yesterday at pregame. Okay, that's what it ended. There to show you. He's in a good mood. It's ridiculous. Have you ever seen a video clip of the Pels during shoot around or practice go, but tweeted by SportsCenter themselves? I can't think of one. The Celtics continue to be a mess. They've lost their fourth straight. The intern saw that. Brad, Steven, Kyrie. There's tension there as well. Anyway, we'll touch on all of that and more throughout the show. Also, it is funny. I do have some, I guess, thoughts on this. And I'd love to get your thoughts. 800-998-1003. At ESPN Radio NOLA is the way to tweet us as well. What I find interesting is when the combine takes place and everyone gets measured today and, you know, you get weighted and everything. And it's all about hand size, your true height and your weight and everything. And I'm referring to Kyler Murray, of course. Everyone's talking about, you know, the fact that he is 5'10", was the official listing today. And also, you know, his hand size, how does it compare to Baker Mayfield? How does it compare to other quarterbacks that are smaller in stature as well? So Russell, you know, as well, you know, in Seattle. I think a lot of times what I dislike about this part of the season is people kind of forget what their eyeballs saw, right? Can you win? Can you lead? Can you make plays? All of those different things. That stands out to me more than anything, right? And And I'm referring to this, and Joey, you saw with Baker Mayfield last year, right? He's too small. His attitude, he's cocky. He's a bad seed. His teammates really, and I'm like, I almost felt, and maybe I should have known, it felt like the national folks covering the Pelicans right now, right? Just completely, they don't watch. I mean, like, we've seen when it comes to this basketball team, do you watch? I mean, I'm looking at it right now. First takes in the last hour. Jordan the intern, look above you. One of the TVs over here at Vinny's. The topic, how do you feel about the Lakers now? It's incredible. 2 days ago, literally going into the game 1 day ago, the Lakers are finished. Remember? Do you remember this bite that I played? What was it, yesterday? Paul Pierce? Do you remember the Paul Pierce bite that I played yesterday, which was just absolutely hilarious? This is Paul Pierce yesterday before the game against the Pelicans.
I mean, LeBron is right in everything he says with criticizing his teammates. But if I were the Lakers, I would shut LeBron down.
What?
I mean, no, seriously. I mean, he's getting older. He has to do too much for them to win. I mean, just look at, he puts out a triple-double and they can't win. I mean, just imagine if he really goes out and really exerts himself and has to go for
40. You're giving up on the season now.
I mean, this season was a wash coming into it. They weren't contending. And when you're LeBron James,
they weren't
contending from the jump.
I mean, you get what I'm getting at? Like, I'm sitting here, if I'm an ESPN producer or executive, I have to question whether this person needs to be on my show. Because all season, all we heard about, this team was going to be second or third seed. LeBron's the MVP. Look at, sit him down. He has to do too much. Can't do it. It's unbelievable how this guy has to do too much. I mean, what's too much? Leading your team, I don't know. AD's learned. Although AD yesterday put up some good numbers. We'll talk with Scott Kushner coming up next hour here as well. Chris Blair's going to join us at 1:15. We'll talk a little Tigers baseball and basketball. They will play Alabama after taking care of Texas A&M. Wasn't exactly the most exciting and sloppy game, but they kind of took care of business there. And Sharif Aishak wanted props. He said they'd win by, what was it, a dozen? So he was pretty close to that. I think he won by 11. And then the big weekend series at Texas in baseball. So we'll preview that with him. The rest of the time is your phone calls and different topics, combine and things like that. But the point I've been trying to make, I'm kind of rambling here, but is sometimes you just kind of, you don't see, or you forget what your eyes see, right? And with Baker Mayfield last year, I was like, apparently you didn't watch games in Oklahoma. This guy's fiery. He's a competitor. He wants to win. He can make all the throws. Not once do you see a lot of his passes being batted down and things of that nature. Now, I don't know if I feel the same way about Kyler Murray. And again, I go back to two seasons ago, Tulane at Oklahoma was the one road game I got to go to that year. And I mean, Mayfield, I remember leaving that game and talking to DeGraff. I'm like, that guy is an NFL quarterback. And I was like, please, please follow the Saints. I would have loved for him to be the next, quarterback for the Saints after Drew Brees. But I thought he could play. And Joey, you saw it last year with the Browns. That guy could play. I also saw in mop-up time in that Tulane game, Kyler Murray. Now, again, he had another season to go, which was last year, in which he won the Heisman. I don't know. Look, he's a couple inches shorter, right? Baker Mayfield measured at 6 feet tall. And Kyler Murray's 5'10". Adam Schefter tweeted this a little bit ago. Kyler Murray, 5'10", and 1/8". 207 pounds, his hand size, 9.5". Russell Wilson, 5'10", 5'8", and 5/8". Weight, 204 at the combine, hand size, 10¼ inches. Baker Mayfield, 6'5", 215, hand size, 9¼". So where is he compared to some of those? I think that's what everyone's sort of looking at, right? Everyone's sort of looking at, hey, look, Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield, these are the guys you can see that can make plays, that can do that. Can Kyler Murray sort of do that or not, right? So feel free if you want to chime in. Do you think Kyler Murray should be the first pick overall? Should he be a guy that, the Raiders trade up for? That's a lot of rumor with John Gruden doing that. Should it be the guy that the Cardinals go, even though they got Josh Rosen last year? We're going to do a little around the NFL segment later this hour as well. Everyone's talking at the Combine. I reached out to a couple of folks there in Indianapolis. What's the latest with Sean Payton? He didn't speak yesterday. Will he speak today? There are four coaches that have declined to speak at the podium. Shockingly, Sean Payton and Bill Belichick are two of those four. So Larry's trying to track that down. Larry Holder, The Athletic's the guy that I was texting earlier this morning, one of them. And if Sean talks at some point today, we'll A, try to bring it to you, and B, at the very least, tell you what he has to say. I got to imagine probably he's trying to avoid questions of the championship game and things of that nature. And I guess, I don't know. You know how he loves to just talk with media. So anyway, in case you're wondering what's up with the Saints and all of that nature. So I will let you know as soon as I can the very latest when it comes to him. But there are a lot of different storylines that are going on at the Combine as well. On NFL Live yesterday, Lewis Riddick, just overall on Combine news. And look, shockingly, Saturday, right? Receivers, tight ends, quarterback. That's what a lot of people are looking at. And quarterback is a big topic at this Combine.
Look, quarterback play is all about fits, Kevin. We know that, right? And when your head coach comes out and openly expresses his affection for the kid who right now is like the talk of the combine, that being Kyler Murray, you have to pay attention to that. It's a new staff. It's a new regime. It's a new day. They're starting over from scratch. They're not tied to Josh Rosen. So if they believe it, they should go ahead and do it. If they believe that Josh fits what they want to do and they can still do the other things as far as building out the rest of this roster, then you know what I would do? I would go ahead and say I'm open for business, and I'd try and get out of that number one spot. Why I believe there will be teams willing to go ahead and move up there and trade into that spot and take one of these quarterbacks.
All right, now the big story you talk about fit. The Eagles are not placing the franchise tag on Nick Foles. He is a free agent. He wants to be a starter. So which teams out there offer the best fit for Nick Foles?
Yeah, immediately you think of the Jacksonville Jaguars because you know that Nick, in his success that he's had in Philadelphia, largely has to do with the relationship that he had with Doug Peterson, the relationship he had with Frank Reich, and the relationship at one point in time that he had with John DeFilippo, who is now the new offensive coordinator in Jacksonville. It just makes sense for him to go to a place where he has familiarity with the guy who's going to largely be responsible for his continued development and execution. It just makes too much sense. I just don't see any other team that would have that kind of fit for him and that kind of relationship for him.
So again, quarterback is a huge topic. And again, when we do the inside or around the NFL, you'll hear from John Elway. You hear from the Steelers general manager as well. A couple of head coaches, just kind of the big storylines, Jason Garrett on Randy Gregory. Again, everyone's talking. We'll see when Sean does or if he does, Joey. So keep an eye out, you and Jordan, for Sean Payton to make that comment. In case you're wondering, you're going to know this order by heart by the time next month. Well, 2 months from now. I almost feel like it's March already. When the draft comes up, Arizona has the first pick overall. San Francisco 2, the Jets 3, Raiders 4, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 5. And, we were talking with a couple of people this week already. I know we had Mike Triplett on here as well. And Jordan, I would not like to see Devin White either with Deion Jones or the Falcons or the Buccaneers, huh? Would not like to see that. The Giants are 6, Jacksonville 7, and the Detroit Lions 8, Buffalo 9, Denver 10. So that's your top 10. 11 through 15 is Bengals, Packers, Dolphins at 13, your Atlanta Falcons at 14, Washington 15, Panthers 16. Joey, when's the last time your Cleveland Browns drafted 17th in the first round?
1987.
Yeah, it's been a while. It has definitely been a while. Yes. Vikings are 18, Tennessee 19, the Steelers are at 20. The Seattle Seahawks 21, Ravens 22, Texans 23. The Raiders, another pick. This came from the Bears at 24. The Eagles are at 25, Colts 26, Raiders from the Cowboys at 27. Remember, they made a lot of moves last year that people ripped John Gruden. They're going to have a lot of picks in the first round here. Kansas City, 29. Chargers were 28. Skip them. Packers from the Saints, 30th. That's what they have. That's where the Saints would have picked. Rams, 31st.
And, of course, the Patriots at 32. So that's your order of the first round. And, again, we'll keep an eye on any of the combine news here and there as well. But last night, Pels taking on the Lakers. Scott Kushner joins us next to talk a little bit about that game and what we saw and the dilemma that is Julius Randle. We'll talk about that as well as we're live at Vinny's each and every Thursday. We're right here, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. It's 18th and Ridgelake, that corner. You can't miss it. Just park, come on in, try the steak special. I promise you'll enjoy it. It's an 8-ounce sirloin, 2-pound baked potato, side salad. It's $12. Also, the wings I highly recommend. The wraps are delicious. They're two-hand wraps, man. Most of the time, I take half of it home. So that's how good it honestly is. We'll go through some of the specials here as well that we have for happy hour, 3 to 7 each and every day. We'll have Sarah tell us a little bit about that coming up. No doubt she's looking forward to seeing what could have been her Valentine, Jordan the intern, today. And a story via a ride share that I'm sure you'll approve of when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover live from Vinny's on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at BaileysTireService.com or check them out on Facebook.
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV Everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV Everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device, anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV Everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
Keep your tax refund in your pocket and get a new home. Zero down programs are available at Homas Clayton Homes. Any income is income. SSI, disability, child support, we take it all. Visit Homas Clayton Homes on Highway 311 or check them out on Facebook. And remember, when you call 985-872-2850, if that old trailer house has got to go. That's Homas Clayton Homes on Highway 311 in Homa.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Got to give it to him. He played really well. Played hard. Played focused. No, I'm not talking about LeBron. No, I'm not talking about AD. Talk about Julius Randle.
I'm always going to have motivation playing against them. But, you know, I love the game, so I'm going to come out and try to play the right way, play as much energy and intensity as I can every game.
Well, he can say he didn't have any extra motivation, but he'd make a shot and he'd bark at people on the bench. Scott Kushner, Scott D. Kushner is the way to follow him on Twitter. That was the Pelicans for the New Orleans Advocate. Scott, how are you this afternoon, man? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing just fine, Gustavo. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know what? We're going to get to the Pels here in a quick second. I just need to know, seeing as your school accused LSU of cheating, what say you about last night with Ole Miss and Tennessee, huh? Huh?
I find all of the whining about refs to be really, really laborious at this point. It was hilarious sitting in the PMAC while everyone around me is complaining about the refs and whining all the LSU fans, and my phone is blowing up with Tennessee fans of all my buddies from college, and they're going crazy about the refs, and it's like, what is going on? Like, how is it possible that everyone is complaining about the refs all of the time?
Right.
It's like, when did we get to this point that literally, I mean, you can call foul every possession in college mm-hmm. basketball if you really mm-hmm. want to. So I guess I sense the frustration, but Jesus, people, just chill out.
I'm with you, especially with the fact that, I mean, people are throwing things at a stop yesterday at Ole Miss because people are throwing things. The Mississippi State, Georgia game, somebody threw a ball. It was a jar. I know, I'm with you. I'm just saying it's crazy. Man, the SEC right now, it's almost must-watch drama TV basketball. It's crazy. Hey, and I felt bad for you because you probably just wanted to watch your Vols play and kind of take it. But there's drama there. There's drama with the Pels. You can't get away from drama, Scott.
No, I'm going to go work for TNT.
Ah, I see what you did there. Where what is it? What's the phrase where TV knows drama?
We know drama.
There you go. I like that, Scott. You know what? I'll say this. Going into last night was funny because I hadn't even got to the part nationally where, you know, heading into the game yesterday, I played a bite from Paul Pierce in the opening segment. He says they should shut down LeBron. He has to do too much to win. He needs to save his legs for another championship run next year. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible. The Lakers were done. They're finished. Fire everybody. They beat the Pels last night. Greatest regular season win by the Lakers. LeBron is back. The young guys, Skip Bayless is tweeting last night. Look at the performance of the young guys. You see the Pels and their stupidity. Everyone was trashing this team before tip-off. After tip-off. Have you ever seen a team or this season with these two teams a coverage like this ever? It's incredible.
It's so overwrought, you know. Everything is just like you said, you know, they're 1 minute thinking one thing and 1 minute thinking the next. The truth is pretty simple, quite honestly, which is the Pelicans are a team in transition that is getting, you know, pretty much hoisted upon this, you know, weird situation. I had to keep playing Anthony Davis. It's going to look weird. It's going to look bad at times. And the Lakers are a mediocre team with a great player. And don't we know a lot about that here, what a mediocre team with a great player looks like? And, you know, that's basically what the Lakers are. And they beat a bad team at home last night. So I just don't get the, you know, this is people's jobs. They've got to try to drum it up somehow and make it sound interesting. But it ain't that interesting. The Lakers, at best, are going to be the 7 or the 8 seed. They're going to get pounded in the first round. You know, perhaps they get a favorable matchup if they play Denver or something and LeBron goes off. But, like, yeah, it's just, I don't get it. I just don't get why the Lakers are this big story other than the fact that the Lakers and they have LeBron. They're not a very good team. And they could still make the playoffs, or they might not. And who really cares if they do or don't, you know?
Right. Like,
that's the way it works.
There it is. Look, I want to touch on this because you've written about it. And a lot of the other guys that cover the team and touch on it here as well, right? And so there's two things in particular. Team with AD on the court, team without AD on the court. And the other topic I want to get into, Scott, before I let you go, is Julius Randle. Let's start with AD on and off the court. On the court, guy plays 21 minutes, 10 of 14, 8 boards, 2 steals, 2 assists, 22 points. The guy can play. I mean, there's just no doubt the guy can play. He looked locked in yesterday. He had a nice performance against the Sixers as well in the amount of times. Why do you think and feel, because I do, I'm in agreeance, right? But why does this team seem to play better without him on the court?
They certainly are more cohesive. They play harder. I think they're more in unison with everything that they're doing. And I think it's pretty simple that the reason is that I don't think AD is kind of still a part of this team to a lot of these guys. Mm-hmm. And that when he's not out there, everything kind of flows a little bit better between them. You know, AD is great, and especially AD against a Sixers team that didn't have Joel Embiid and didn't have a lot of big guys. And the Lakers, who didn't even try to put a big guy on the court last night, you know, it becomes pretty obvious that he's going to be able to put up points. going to be able to score. Mm-hmm. But he's not playing within the flow of the team for the most part. And in a lot of games, we've seen him not really run the floor. We've seen him not really, you know, be a part of it. And I just think you've got a group that has a chip on their shoulder with everything else. You know, I think led by Drew Holiday, and they're not great. They're actually pretty bad as a basketball team, you know, talent-wise. But they at least play hard, and they actually, they had a really good chance last night had LeBron not made that crazy, crazy three-pointer with Drew Holiday totally in his face. But I don't know where, you know, what that means other than I think it's more entertaining to watch. I think it feels more like a real competitive contest when he's at least not playing. This all seems like it's forced and silly and, you know, unprecedented when he's on the floor.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy because your eyeballs see it. And then, you know, there's statistics where you can see that this team kind of focuses and plays in there. And look, they almost could have won at Philly. Had a chance last night, and Scott, I think Pels fans have made it clear, at least on social media, things are going well because the games have been competitive. You can actually tune in and well, almost win, but they lose. And AD played. He played well. He got his points. It's actually not a bad thing. I was like, you know, go away, but hey, you get 22 points in 21 minutes. Your value is not going down. You're absolutely showing that you still want to trade for me. You almost win the game, but don't improve your lottery. I think it's actually working pretty well, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I think that Danny Ferry's main mantra when he took over this gig as the interim, when Del Demps got fired, his main piece was compete. Let's just compete. Let's play within the NBA's regulations. We recognize that that's not necessarily what we want to do. We're going to play within their guidelines, and we want to compete. And compete and develop. And, you know, those are the words. We're compete and develop. And they're doing that. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt. You're at least getting to see who these guys are, for better or for worse. I think you're kind of realizing the limitations on some of these guys, and maybe you realize the value, the true value on someone like Frank Jackson or someone like Jack Diallo or Khalil Okafor. But you're also getting a real competitive performance on most nights, which is a heck of a lot better than they were getting in November. So, you know, and December. So I just don't see the downside right now of what they're doing, with the exception of those minutes that AD plays, I think do seem a little silly, because in no other sport would you have the commissioner of a league telling a coach who he can and cannot play. I don't think Greg Sankey is going up to Will Wade and telling him what guys he has to put in and out of the lineup. You know, it's just strange.
Scott, two final things for you. We'll finish with the newest player that overnight the Pelicans are bringing in from overseas. But my next topic I want to talk to you about was Julius Randle. You see him play last night, 35 points in 40 minutes, 6 boards, 3 assists, a steal, a block, lots of jabbering with his former teammates, looking at the coaching staff. I liked it. Look, there's no doubt this guy can play and score, but what seems to be the issue from a lot of people that cover his team is his defense. So what do you do with Julius Randle moving forward?
You got to kind of see what the market will dictate. My assumption is he will turn down the $9 million player option and become a free agent at the end of this season. And he does not do things, and this is my opinion, and talking to a handful of people around the team, he doesn't do enough things that win you basketball games. He does enough stuff to fill up a stat sheet. He does some things that look good, but when it comes to the little stuff, the switching defensively, the closing out on shooters, those kinds of things that you need to win basketball games, you know, in close basketball games particularly, he just doesn't do them. And it's the reason the Lakers are willing to get rid of him. It's the reason that he is not, you know, considered an all-star level player, or even, I think, in most teams, not even be a starter. And so that's why he has immense talent offensively. He gets the ball and is a bull with his back to the basket. But that skill is not that important anymore in this league. Playing as a part of a five-man unit is more important than that, and he doesn't always do that either on either end. But he is supremely talented, and he's young.
So, I guess, is he a building piece, or is it, like you said, market?
I don't think. I mean, again, it does depend. You know, if you can get him for 3 years, $25 million, you know, then yeah, then sure, like, why not that guy? But I think he'll command more than that.
Right.
And at that point, you can't. But I don't think you can build a team and, like, make him a big piece. I think you've learned that lesson, that you don't want to go after guys who aren't going to be either key role players or really good for you and pay them more than what they're worth. I think that you need max contracts or you need rookies and, you know, work from there. And this team needs to rebuild. And I don't think keeping Julius Randle around to win, you know, 30, 31 games is going to really change anything. But it all depends on what you get back from that trade. If you go get back a bunch of guys that can play tomorrow, and then all of a sudden you can build a playoff contender, if you have a scorer that comes off the bench, off the big man scorer that comes off the bench, and yeah, Julius Randle might be a great fit at the right price.
Gotcha.
But we don't know what this team looks like enough, and we don't know who this general manager is going to be to make that kind of decision. But I do still expect him to at least opt out of the player option.
Yeah, I think that would make sense. You still got to see what kind of money you can make for sure, right? Let's close up Scott Kushner of The Advocate with this. Did Tim Frazier's trip with AD in Disney World get him waived last night?
I wouldn't say it got him waived. I think he's this was as much of a move to bring in Bertans as it was to cut Tim. I don't think they really cared one way or the other about having Tim out there. I'm saying I don't think, like, it wasn't just to go get the guy. I think they also need to move on.
Interesting. The Euroleaguer, so was it Darius or Darius Bertans? Apparently this guy can shoot the three ball, right? 2-year deal. Now it's a team option 2019-2020, so which means he's signed for the rest of the year.
Yeah, so you'll have him for the rest of the season, and then if he's good, you keep his rights for next year.
Next year,
bad,
right.
You cut him loose. So it's a favorable
it's a contract.
Yeah, it's a contract. People are going to get. He's going to get a paycheck for the next 20 games, so life is good for him.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see what he's all about here. Like, you know, when this team takes on the Suns, I don't think
it's going to change the win loss record a whole lot. But hey, I mean, it can't be worse. You know, they're not going to, like, they have no shooting, so.
Maybe with the jet lag and whatever, maybe you start him tomorrow because they take on the Suns. You know what I'm saying? No one wants to win that game tomorrow.
No.
So, I mean,
could be a Devin Booker might get 60 if Jrue Holiday takes the night off tomorrow. So,
yeah, you know what? You're right. Jrue Holiday needs rest. I definitely think everyone needs rest tomorrow because I don't. Yeah. But then again, though, Scott, and I'll ask you this. I keep saying we're going to close up, but here's the thing. With Zion Williamson, right? I mean, unless you're the Knicks, I can't see the Suns passing on him. I can't see Cleveland passing on him. I can't see Chicago passing on him. So it's the Knicks. You got to hope that the Knicks win the lottery, because other than that, there's no way in heck those three teams are going to pass on Zion.
And I have a really hard time, even the Knicks. I think the best-case scenario for Pelicans, if you want to get more shooters into this, is the Knicks get the second, the third pick, because you can still get a really good player with one of those other two Duke guys. Or the handful of other guys. And you can get a really good player to the top of the draft, but you are not paying that premium for the name that is Zion, which I think is what so much of this is driven by. And I can't imagine James Dolan saying they're going to let Zion walk, even if they, you know, get better tomorrow with AD.
Right.
And that's just knowing the track record of talking to some people in New York. I think they're better off if they get a, you know, two or three. Sign Kyrie Irving, maybe go, you know, get in the Kevin Durant mix, and all of a sudden you can get 2-3 picks from the Knicks and go get, and they can, you know, can work. There's a number of options that are out there.
I'll say this, Scott. Kyrie in Boston's looking less and less likely by the day and by the game. What's going on over there? Look, Ja Morant is a guy that a lot of Pels fans are talking to me about a lot. You see him, the point guard from Murray State. There's going to be a lot of eyes come March Madness with the tournament with him, R.J. Barrett. They've got some pretty good players coming out. So, look, I think the Pels can get some nice young players. You get a decent haul, that players that can play tomorrow in the AD trade. I think it'll be an interesting season next year. Let's see.
Yeah,
the
Boston thing to me makes sense, though, because, like, if Kyrie is miserable, you want to keep Kyrie, wouldn't you want to dump that whole young core and go get a guy like Anthony Davis? Like, wouldn't that make you more willing to make that move.
But it depends. It depends if Brad Stevens is there or not. Because I almost think if you do that, you have to get rid of Brad Stevens. Sure. It looks like those two guys don't get along. So, you know, there you go. But either way, we'll have things to talk about, Scott, over the next couple of weeks, that's for sure. Thanks for your time this afternoon, man. Enjoy the rest couple of days.
Absolutely. See you, Gustavo.
Yeah, for sure. There you go. Scott Kushner of The Advocate. Quick break. We come back. Now, seriously, I know, Jordan, you like, I saw Trey, a buddy of ours. You may stop by here for lunch here as well. He loves Ja, you know, for Mercy. Why are you shaking your head? He's a point guard. This team will need a nice young point guard. You want to stick with Frank Jackson? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I just don't want a player that hasn't played a lot of top 25 teams.
Oh, so now we're going with your... Just like with we did my, in college class, football in Alabama,
with my classic
who have they played?
Argument.
Yep,
who have they played? Who has he played?
Wow.
Haven't seen much.
have you watched him play ever?
I haven't watched a full game.
Okay, well, there it is. You know what? You'd be fantastic doing the combine review. As in, you don't see any of these players, but you're going to make opinions.
Yep.
I like that.
I could be on ESPN National
TV. You're right. You know what? We are going to do we're going to do a segment with you because I keep calling myself an NBA insider. Why not? You know, I can do what they're doing. So from here on out, we're going to do a segment at some point during the show, maybe third hour. Well, I'm just going to throw you a headline of a player, and I want an opinion like you would be on first take. Because it'll be completely
because remember based now I could
on
have
you not knowing
I could have been tied in for LSU.
It. That's right. I purposely will pick something that there's no way you know about, but you will give me.
I'll give you something.
An assertive. Something, that's
something.
Right. Something. An assertive. Sports Hangover comes back. We're live at Vinny's each and every Thursday, 3217 Ridge Lake in Metairie. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Home and Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Home and Credit have up to 30 years experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive Smart Flex technology, our frameless beam-designed Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
What's up, New Orleans? It's Matt Moscona inviting you to join me weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. for After Further Review. I make you one promise. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it weekdays on After Further Review. Saints, Tigers, Pelicans, we got it all covered weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. So tune us in and tell a friend. It's After Further Review, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
Here's a deal from Sprint that you won't want to miss. Right now, when you switch to Sprint, we'll give you $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The card is issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. That's right, $50 for each new phone you lease when you bring your number to Sprint. And when you get a new iPhone, you get an incredible new iPad for $99. Plus, a $100 prepaid MasterCard. Make the switch today, and don't miss all the other great deals you'll find waiting for you on Sizzling Sprint Saturday. Join us March 2nd at your local Sprint store. Cards require 60 days of service before card ships. iPad 6th Gen 32GB $417 per month after $15 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Taxes due at sale. Offer not available everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Have you been suffering with neck or low back pain? Disc of Louisiana offers the most precise techniques and least invasive surgical procedures to give you your life back. Wake up with only a Band-Aid after surgery. Disc of Louisiana, now accepting appointments in Houma, Metairie, and around the North Shore. Visit GoSpine.com. That's GeauxSpine.com to make an appointment today.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Unbelievable. Jordan the intern.
Who?
So you're going with, during the break, I asked him, just go ahead and Google YouTube, Ja highlights from Murray State. Just go ahead. Just go check it out.
I did.
Right? Guys dunking on everybody.
Yeah, on Eastern Illinois.
Oh, there you go.
That arena looked like St. Paul's.
St. Paul's gym.
Wright State. Spalding.
The fact that he's 6'3 and just, launching on everybody.
I mean, come on, 36-106.
Yep.
That's, they don't even have a team logo there.
Wow. So their competition is what scares you from him.
The only team I'm seeing that they played is Alabama, and Alabama won.
Wow. Wow, okay.
Meanwhile, Zion Williamson
doesn't
play.
How's Duke without Zion, by the way?
Yeah, lost every game.
Okay. Well, they won one.
Well, yeah, they won one. But there's a major difference when he's not on the court.
Oh, okay. See, don't. I'm not saying pick Ja over Zion.
You're coming off as?
No. I'm saying if Zion's not available, who's the next best player that you would take? Remember, you got to think of maybe what you're getting.
R.J. Barrett.
Okay. Okay, what does R.J. Barrett play, bud? It's a shooting guard.
Yeah.
What does Drew Holiday play?
He's a short. He's just a shooting guard.
Uh-huh. What does he not want to play?
Point guard.
Uh-huh.
But that still hasn't stopped the Pelicans from playing him at point guard. So what's going to change?
Elfrid Payton, free agent this year. Do you have to
make sure you sign him
back? You know, so I'm getting. I don't know. That's why you have to find out. The draft night's going to be very interesting as to where you go depending on what that trade you make and the players that you get back. Because if Tatum, if you make that trade with Boston and he's available, which, again, right now, I'm Danny Ainge. I'm not trading Jason Tatum right now because all of the talk from Kyrie Irving and with all that talk about him, on his Celtics, this is what happens, Jordan, when the ESPN shows, the TNT shows, all go, is the team better with or without Kyrie, right? Guess what happens in that locker room?
Crumble.
People start thinking about that. Are they better or that without? And, after they lost their third straight game, after the All-Star break, they lost yesterday, which is their fourth straight game after the All-Star break. Listen to this. This is Brad Stevens on the 26th, right after that game yesterday.
Coach, 0-3 since the All-Star break. What's been the biggest difficulty when it comes to getting this team to get that momentum going?
We have to be a lot more connected as a team. It's been a theme for a while.
Whoa. So not connected as a team. Marcus Smart on the Celtics problems.
Just not together. Last couple years, we were together. When the other things hit, we become stronger. We're not there yet, like I said, we're going to get there. It's just taking time.
What gives you the confidence that you'll get there?
Because everybody here is professionals. Everybody here plays basketball, and everybody here is really talented on this team. And I know the potential that we all have, so it's just a matter of time.
So I go see. Yeah, you have to go.
He played really well, but he took a stupid shot at the end of the game.
You have to go ask Kyrie Irving about Smart's comments.
Marcus said that you guys aren't playing together. Is that a fair diagnosis?
As Marcus is a pain. So is it your respect team? It.
There you go. Back to Brad Stevens. What's wrong with the defense?
The reality is that we're taking a lot of shortcuts and not being as solid as we have been in the last two games. I thought we were really good against Milwaukee. So it's not like we don't know what we need to do, but we just, for whatever reason, have taken too many shortcuts. And, you can't do that against any team. And certainly tonight, they exposed us and played great.
And you got to go back to Kyrie Irving and find out what about what Coach said. Lots of shortcuts.
Brad talked about just defensively, you guys have been taking shortcuts. So do you see that, and how do you guys fix things like that at this point in the season, you feel like?
I don't know. It's up to Brad.
Oh.
Should have taken the Lakers deal.
It's up to Brad.
Should have taken the Lakers deal.
Yeah, that's right. Skip Bayless last night should have taken the Lakers deal. What did he call it? Stupid pride?
Yeah, stupid pride.
Yeah, Pelicans have stupid pride. There you go. That Celtic situation's a mess. That Celtic situation's a mess. Oh, man. Never know. Want to go around the NFL when we come back?
I guess.
Some combine news. We guess. What's wrong? Why are you so down?
You know, the Pelicans were, you know, flying high. And then a hunter just came in here, named LeBron James, and shot us down.
Did you just use a... Look at you. A little soliloquies and stuff, man.
Yeah.
Poet, now all of a sudden.
I know everything.
Why are you so down? The Pels are going to be fine. As long as somebody makes
year.
A decision. What? This year's, you know, is what it is.
Unibrow shave, good shot.
Sports Hangover returns live from Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie, next on ESPN New Orleans.
Come on in and win. It's magic.
Cash Magic.
Come and feel the magic.
Cash Magic.
Where winners play both night and day. Cash Magic.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic casinos always have the newest games.
The service is just great.
It's a very friendly place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
Come have some fun. Let us make you a VIP with our fast and friendly service. It's the Cash Magic difference. Video poker at its best. Come feel the magic today at one of our 7 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker, Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP, Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
It's a brand new year at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Hurry in for a great deal on Ram at Ram Truck Month. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram trucker van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Golftech's March Major Sale is now in full swing. If you're a golfer looking for major improvements with your swing or clubs, get to Golftech and save up to 20% in March. Get started with a swing evaluation or tech fit club fitting for only $100. Your local Golftech is in Metairie on 17th Street behind Lakeside Mall. Visit golftec.com.
Swing better, play better, Golftech.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
New Orleans Pelicans basketball. Do it big.
To the trail. Off the floor. Who hammers a right-hand dunk and draws a foul on the play.
Picks it up, shoots for three. Good, good, good. Drew Holiday.
Hi, this is Sean Kelly. Join Daniel Salerson and me as the Pelicans take on the Phoenix Suns Friday at 8 on ESPN Radio, New Orleans.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. Let's have a little fun with this, Jordy intern. Go ahead and tweet. Zion Williamson, I'm saying, is the best, right? In college basketball right
you
now?
You said John Morant.
I did not say that.
Yeah, yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I said, if he's taken, what about Ja? So I'm asking y'all out there, who do y'all think is the best player after Zion Williamson? Or you can call and argue and say, this player's better than Zion. I think Zion's the guy. Right? He's first overall. So who's second? 800-998-1003. Jason Witten, the color commentator for Monday Night Football for ESPN. Do you think it was fair, the criticism he got? Did you think he was terrible? A lot of people are happy that he has decided to end his retirement, going back to the Cowboys, signing a one-year, $3.5 million deal today. So he is going back to the Dallas Cowboys, 1 year, $3.5 million. A lot of people thought he didn't do a good job as Monday Night Football's color commentator. Josh, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call, Josh.
Yeah, man.
I think Jordan is probably drinking some Kool-Aid because...
That is.
I mean, he's talking about top 25 talent. Who did Steph Curry play in college, top 25?
Thank you. I literally used the Davidson thing. Thank you. Go ahead. I'll just listen.
Who did Kawhi Leonard play against? Thompson play against? A lot of different guys, but the one thing that I'm going to say is Zion Williamson is overrated. I get that he's dunking and he blocks shots. He's an overweight 6'8", not even a big man. He's going to be small in the league, and if he doesn't have an outside shot, why are we getting so hyped up over these dunks over 18- and 19-year-old kids and not against NBA players? I just want to hear that opinion, and I agree with you. Your boy from DeMont, whatever, he's going to be a good pro. So, Jordan, put down the cup, man. Stop drinking the Kool-Aid.
Ooh.
He also took a swig of Kool-Aid himself, saying that Zion Williamson was overrated.
Look, this is going to be the big debate from a lot of people on that about can his game translate, because they just look at him and see the power that he has in the physicality he plays. Josh, I'll say this about Zion. If you watch some of his games, what impresses me, one of the things that stands out to me is his athleticism and speed, right, Jordan? To go do a lot of the other things. The guy gets steals. He gets blocks away from the paint. He will go block a shot from a three-point shooter in the corner. So that's range on the defensive end. I'll say this. If you want to talk about size, AD is taller. But who would play more physical? Right? Like, one of the reasons you've loved Giannis, Jordan, for the last couple of seasons, you kept saying, like, you know, we've talked about this on the show. We wish AD would play like Giannis sometimes, like to try to be more physical to dominate. Last year in the postseason, right? Draymond Green, a smaller player, like Draymond Green's kind of the guy that I kind of think of when I think of what kind of pro Zion can sort of be. And hear me out here. I'm not talking about their games are the same, but what I mean by this is, Draymond Green, look up his stats. I want to say he's maybe 6'8", something like that, off the top of my head. But 6'7". So 6'7". They have Zion at 6'6". So similar, body stature. I mean, here's what I'm saying. His presence and his physicality on the defensive side and the offensive side, right, you can argue is an engine that drives Golden State. I mean, he's one of the reasons Golden State is where they are, right? He does the dirty work. He'll get a rebound. He gets into players and stuff, and he'll do those things. Occasionally, he'll make a shot. I think Zion can be a better shooter. I just honestly do. I think he has a little better athleticism. He can drive to the basket. He can put it on the floor. But one of the things that Draymond can do, he passes well. He moves without the basketball. He does things on the defensive side and offensive side. I think Zion can do that. Don't you?
Yeah,
I mean, I
do. He could do it, but like 10 times better.
And that's what I'm saying. I think he has more athleticism and more offensive
potential.
He's also
50 pounds heavier.
But I look at it like that. You're looking at the weight total and you're looking at the number, but look at how that 285 and 265 moves. The guy outruns guards. And that's all you want to talk about how can he translate in terms of needing that shot. I've said this before, Josh. I'm not saying that your arguments are invalid, because they are. They are a very valid thing. But my job then as a general manager is to go find shooting. You know what I'm getting at? Very few players. Look, Michael Jordan, when he first came into the league, was not a good shooter.
He couldn't knock down a three-point shot to save his life.
He worked on his game. To where you saw by the time he was going for the three-peats, and especially the second three-peat, the fadeaway jumper, that was unstoppable.
I mean, is LeBron James a knockdown three-point shooter?
Oh,
can
no,
he make it
terrible.
All the time?
He's a terrible shooter. But my point is, One of the things that I've been saying that you can't see and you have to understand is that it's going to get better. I mean, the guy he's a baby in terms of his basketball and everything of that nature, right? I mean, when Jordan first came into the league and he established himself, it was based purely on his physical ability to jump higher than people, attack and dominate towards the rim. You look at early Jordan footage when he's a beanpole, and that's all Jordan did was just dunk on everybody, right? As he progressed to where they can compete and try to beat the Pistons, he had to become a better shooter, a better passer, better defender, things of that nature. I'm not calling Zion Jordan. That's not what I'm saying. But he already has built in things that I think he can work on and help. Okay, I can take a guy that can be a good shooter, but can he be a good defender and be physical? And just more importantly, have the mentality. Have the mentality. That guy wants to break the rim. That guy wants to demolish the backboard. By the way, most of the times he does it is off of a steal in transition, which I again, we don't have guards with the Pelicans that can do that. And look, and I'm just looking at it from this perspective, Josh. What's the number one thing any team, any of these bottom feeding teams right now need to do? Get excitement on their teams. Get butts into the seat. Get people to buy jerseys and merchandise and stuff like that. The guy has 2 million Instagram followers already. My job as a GM once I get him is to let him go out. He's got a great smile and personality. I'm putting him on everything and everything. And then my job as a basketball GM is to find me that three-point shooter, to find me that guard that can get him the basketball, to find me a big that can clear out space, which is what we always talked about with AD. But this guy plays stronger and more tenacity than AD ever will play with. Like, that guy wants to go up against Joel Embiid. He wants to dunk on Rudy Gobert. Two guys that own Anthony Davis. That's a fact. And AD is taller. And AD can shoot the three, and AD can shoot from the elbows. And so I guess what I'm getting at is you do have to decide. Do I want a guy that can, hey, knock down the shots? That's great. That's fine. But what if that guy can come in there, light the place up, man, get momentum going, get the crowd going, play well, and you see the difference. They got three or four guys that are going to be on an NBA team, and they're completely different when Zion's there and when they're not. So I absolutely go get him. I don't think he's overrated. And then my job's to find a couple of NBA players around him to help support that. But he is the guy that can go do it. Because he can do things that the other guys can't. I can go find me a shooter. I can go find me a ball handler. I can go find me a defensive guy. I don't need him to do five things. I need him to go be him. And then under NBA coaching and time, we can grow your game. But he does things right now that you just cannot coach or teach. You either have it or you don't, and that guy has it. Trey, haven't seen you in forever. Just walked in over to Vinny's. He has a bunch of opinions. He has a dream team already for the Pels. We'll ask him when he comes back. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake. It's 18th and Ridge Lake in Metairie. Come on by, have a little lunch, have a little beverages with us. Either way, it's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.